For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, we got a lot to do today. I mean, a lot to get into, including, of course, the Phillies and the Eagles with the convergence of, you know, really major topics on both fronts. Interviews, press conferences, and Eagles season, which actually moves toward another game on Sunday, even though we've barely talked about it. So a lot there. Flyers, they lose last night in overtime. They get a point. Mishkov gets two goals. So that's pretty cool, even though they get the L in the end. Sixers 1 week to the opening game. All of it here today. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
A duel between three people is actually called a truel.
Is it really?
Never heard that term.
A duel
makes sense.
Becomes a truel. And a truel, it's a three-person expansion of a duel in which each of the truelists can attempt to survive by shooting at opponents in order to eliminate them.
That's
I guess like you dread a cap, like one guy on the outside.
Cap? You used the word cap?
That was sort of like
cap?
That was like a little kid playing cap guns in the
mackerel.
Woods terminology right
Rich,
there.
Is that the terminology?
I feel like I've heard it on the wire before, maybe.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe
Richie,
it's wire.
Richie capping people today. All right.
My limited
so,
wire
hello,
knowledge.
Hello, there you go. Hello to all. All right. So all the teams are on the table. And you know, it's fun when there's a lot going on. It's annoying when some of it is annoying. But it's fun when there's a lot, and there is. So let's buckle up and let's lock in. So let's start Phil's, John, because, you know, yesterday was obviously a notable day. First time since the season ended, you hear from Dave Dombrowski. You also hear from Rob Thompson. You know, the news, I think, you know, number one point of news, of course, is that Rob Thompson's going to be back next year. You know, he happens to also be extended. That part doesn't matter, because if he stinks, then they'll just fire him and pay him out. The big news, of course, is that they're bringing him back. Not unexpected, but certainly something when the season ended a lot of people did not want. I mean, we had a poll here. People were very split on whether he should be back. Everyone can react to that. I'd say the other major and pretty big piece of news, again, totally not unexpected, Trey Turner's your shortstop. Whether you like it or not, you know, they're going to just use him as the shortstop. I think it's a mistake, but it doesn't shock me at all. Now, a lot of opinions about what was said, and really more than anything today, I want to get into it, 215-592-9494, how everyone feels about the Phils. How you feel? It's been about a week. These other series are now going on. I'm guessing a lot of people aren't paying much attention. I'm not. Can't take it. Can't stomach it. Don't have interest in it. Wish the Phillies were here. Bitterly disappointed they're not. I view this a little different than some. I'll get to that. John, give me your thoughts off the top, whether it's what we heard yesterday, how it was presented, or really more important than anything, big picture, how you feel on the Phils. And this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. John, a week removed from this thing ending, where are you?
I couldn't believe that there was a disconnect again between the way that I felt and the way that, you know, someone who's very important for one of our teams felt about the team. The disconnect between Dave Dombrowski and me as a fan, it was real. You know, why wasn't Dave Dombrowski more urgent in that press conference? It felt like, you know, maybe he's just trying to smooth things over, and
maybe
that's his personality. Like, hey guys, let's stay calm. This is part of my job, like keeping everyone calm. But I want to know why you're not more urgent. You know, like, if other teams chase, I don't care. And it seems like you have devised some sleight of hand up there where, you know, you're trying to convince me that things are okay, and I'm not buying it necessarily. Like, if other teams chase, don't care. We did chase. We did chase at the worst times again. Why is there that disconnect? You know, the chase. our coaches don't share in our reality that we watched our team chase, and that's part of the problem. You know, you say you're open-minded to adjustments. He said that yesterday.
Yeah,
you're open-minded to adjustments. Well, why are you running the whole kit and caboodle back then? We got worse. We got incrementally worse. We were playing in the World Series 2 years ago. This year, we played four games. We lost the series. We lost right away. I don't need this sleight of hand, you know, where he says, you know, the chase, actually, we chased less than the Mets did. We lost the series.
Yeah, I didn't need to hear that line.
We lost the series. 2 years ago, it was the World Series. This year, we played four games. Red October, you know, it's like Le Petit Red. It's like wine. It's no longer Red October.
Well, it's
Red
like it barely
existed. It's like Le Petit Rouge. It's four games. Red October became Le Petit Rouge.
This guy goes French on it. That's French.
What a
that's so bad.
Just want to make sure.
This is how bad it is.
It's
We've gone French.
It's not Russian. That's all right. So here's the deal, and it's funny, John, but I will say this. I figured you would say that, John. I really did. And I tend to think, and again, we can find out at 215-592-9494, I tend to think most people will agree with you that call us today. I largely disagree with you. So let me just tell you where I'm at on the Phils, and in part on yesterday. Not that I loved everything yesterday. Look, I think Trey Turner is the shortstop for the wrong reason. I think he is the shortstop because they promised him he'd be the shortstop when he joined the Phillies. I think that's the reason he's going to be the shortstop next year. And I think that's a bad reason to have someone be a shortstop. And as a Phillies fan, that really disappoints me because I don't think that gives the team the best chance to win. If Bryson Stott is back next year, and there's a very high probability he will be, he should be the shortstop and Trey Turner should not be. That's my opinion, and I would tend to think most will agree with that. But let me give you my big picture on the Phils, because I am not nearly as far down the track as John and many people over the last weeks since this thing ended. And guys, I promise you, it doesn't mean I'm any less disappointed than you are. I just see things, I think, a little different on the baseball front than others based on what I've heard. Here's where I'm at, and I'm just going to start with three facts. I'm going to deal with facts to start. Fact number one, the Phillies absolutely could have won the World Series. That's a fact.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, I'm going to give you two facts and then an opinion. Two facts and an opinion. Fact one, the Phillies absolutely could have won the World Series. That is a fact. They could have. Fact two, they did not. Okay, here's where I then go into my opinion. That does not mean that they didn't win it. It does not mean major changes are needed. Now, I know a lot of you might say, well, Joe, what the hell? They get to the postseason.
Were they closer this year than they were the year before?
No, but I think they were
closer this year than they were 2 years before?
Not in October, but I think they were a better team.
We just saw them re-rack it. Like, we just saw this last offseason and at the trade deadline.
I understand.
Like, this isn't good enough. Like, I don't know how you could say that.
Well, James, let me ask you a question. Are you saying if they come back with the same team next year, they have a 0% chance
to win? Of course not. Okay. But this is all about, you're in a window. You have Bryce Harper. You have Trey Turner. You paid all this money. You have all this stuff. The owner wants his trophy. Like, you maximize the window. You don't just re-rack it and say, all right, we'll see what happens. You know, we lost the exact same way. The exact same problems. Like, but maybe it won't happen next year with the same guys. Like, that seems foolish.
All right, so I figured, James, you'd say that. And it's fascinating because I think most people will agree with James. Now, let me be clear. I'm not indicating that I want nothing to change. I mean, first off, season to season, there's always things to change. I mean, you have some free agents that leave. You have some free agents that come. You know, you can't keep them all. I mean, you could in baseball, but it's, you know, it doesn't always work that way. Look, obviously, Taiwan is probably not going to be the fifth starter. So by definition, you're going to have some change there. I think Garrett Stubbs will be out. I think Marshawn will be in. So I'm not saying, like, I expect the exact same 26 players, nor am I saying I want the exact same 26 players. What I am saying with the main, let's call it 8 to 10 guys, like your expensive hitters, your young guys like Boehm and Stott that aren't yet in big money, your main starting pitchers, you know, I tend to think almost all of them will be back, and I am in no rush to get rid of any of them. I'm really not. Now, look, in a perfect world, yeah, you would be able to replace Trey Turner's almost close to $300 million left with someone else's close to $300 million left. But I deal in the real world, not the fantasy world. So you can't trade Trey Turner's contract for Mookie Betts' contract. Don't work that way. And I just believe that there has been a rush to judgment damning the team and their future based on the way it ended, and that includes the second half of the season, with a lot of people missing the reality that the Phillies did have an outstanding season in the regular season and could have won in October if they played better in October, which I think was Dombrowski's main point yesterday.
But I think that...
You think it's foolish?
I think it obscures what really happened. They had a great 2 months. They were a great team for 2 months, and they were mediocre for the rest of the season. The last 4 months we've seen them play, they were a mediocre baseball team.
They weren't able to regain.
They were closer to getting swept by the Mets than they were to winning that series.
No, I understand.
So, like, I get what you're saying, and it is baseball, and baseball's weird, and there's chaos in the playoffs and all that. But you can't just do the same thing and expect different results.
John, what do you make?
They were farther from excellence this year. They were farther from excellence the year before than they were when we went to the World Series. Like, we're incrementally getting farther from our goal. I needed to see more, I don't know, concern from Dave Dombrowski, more urgency from Dave Dombrowski, more of, I understand that he is very even keeled and very calm and collected all the time, but man, I feel like a lot of work needs to be done. He seems to think that, hey, these guys are the ones who are going to do the plan. They just need to do it better. I don't agree. I think we need to add better players at the trade deadline. You know, like that wasn't good enough this year. Like, maybe some more contrition.
Well, let me present this. And of course, all of this at 215-592-9494. Like we did when the season ended last week. I'll ask you, what specifically do you want to see done? Because, again, we do have to work in the real world here with the conversation. I mean, we can't just say, well, Trey Turner's contract vanishes and I get to spend $275 million on someone else. Because obviously it don't work that way.
Did it sound like we're going to go get Juan Soto?
I would say no.
He can't say that, and he's not going to say that.
But it did not sound like, to use the Sixers term, star
like
hunt.
It's status quo is good
it
enough.
It did feel status
and
quo.
And that's where we're going to stay. Yeah. And I was hoping, you know, this team could use a guy like Juan Soto, of course.
Let me take... No, John.
Is that crazy? Like, is it crazy that my hopes feel like they're a little bit dashed on Juan Soto front?
No, that doesn't surprise me that you would feel that way and that he would say that. And Devin, to your point, obviously you can't talk about specific players. Mm. But he did kind of, not quash, but...
It's just the vibe.
He limited the feeling of, like, star hunting. Like,
yes.
There was a year Brett Brown coming out and said, we are star hunting.
Right.
Right? That is not what Dave Dombrowski said yesterday. I just want to use Alec Boehm for a moment as a litmus test, because I think he's a big one here. So there are a lot of people when the season ended, got to get rid of Boehm. Got to get rid of him. Can't trust him. Some people don't like him. Don't like the vibe. Impetuous. Acting like a baby. Want him out. I'm not there, and I'll just tell you why. Here's what I see with Alec Boehm. A player that is still on the youngish side, who was one of their best players in the first half of the season, who was an all-star, who still has a relatively cheap contract, who has improved defensively, who had close to 100
improved
RBIs.
Improved defensively is, man, we want that to be the case so bad. It is not improved.
He had a bad October.
Look, how old is he? Look at his age.
Let me guess. I'll say he's 28.
He is 28. He's going to be 29 next season. That's not youngish anymore,
man. No, but
it's
a great age.
That's an old daycare, by the way.
It's a great age to go try to win a championship. So, look.
Well, it's a lot older than daycare is the point.
I want to use Boehm, though, as an example. You guys tell us. Like, do you have to be out on Boehm because he struggled in October and wasn't great in September? Or do you say this is a guy that was second in baseball in the National League in doubles?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.